fourth parak of Chal Mishnah Tes. The Kohanim are entitled to 24 different types of Matzah Kohuna. And certain of the matanas you can only give to a Kohen who you know he's very careful with Tumah V'Taira. For example, giving him Truma or Chala and Eretz Yisrael, you cannot give him if you know that he's not so makbid in Tumah V'Taira, even in his Chulin, because we're concerned that he may eat Truma or Chala the Tumah. We saw at the end of the previous Mishnah that Chala Tchutzlaart, which is not Rabban, you can give to any type of Kohen, even though he's not makbid to eat Chulin V'Taira. The next Mishnah, which we're starting now, also says other matnas kahuna which are not relating to produce that is grown can be given also to a kohen that does not eat his food but tahira, and this is even in Eretz Yisrael. Acharomim v'abechayrus, these are things that somebody made a cherim, certain types of cherim goes to kohanim. So these are things that there's no issur of eating this tuma, and therefore you can give it to the kohen. A bachar, you can give it a bachar that has a mum for the kohen to eat, or if it's doesn't have a mum, if you have brought it as a korban, you can bring to these type of kohenim also. We're talking about a kohen who obviously is shomer Torah mitzvahs, just the issue of tuma v'tayra and everything he eats is something that he's not matzid on, and therefore since he's a kosher kohen, you can give him these matanas. Bidyan aben, the five silver coins, or the value of the five silver coins that you give for Pinyin Aben, Pinyin Pesach Hamor, the sheep which you give in exchange for the firstborn donkey, Zerah L'chaim V'keva, is a part of an animal that is shechted, the foreleg and the cheek and the stomach go to the Kohen, Rishis Hagez, the first shearings of a sheep go to a Kohen, Shem and Tzreifa, oil that is already tummy, Truma Tmeya, so it's anyway tummy, so there's no problem with this coin, and it cannot be eaten, but burnt for lighting purposes. Kosher Mikdosh, korbanos that are eaten in the base of Mikdosh, that everybody was makbid on, to eat the Tahira, the Bikurim, also Bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda Oysa the Bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda says you should not give them Bikurim. Because even though it's something that's brought into the base of Mikdosh, but it's something that is not brought as a korban, and therefore we're concerned they will not be mastered enough on the Tumah V'Taira. So the bottom line is we give them things that have no issue of Tumah V'Taira or their kachim, which even a person who generally is not mastered on Tumah V'Taira, he will be mastered on. Yehuda Oysa V'Bikurim, that's what we just said. Kashina Chuma, we keep a matter, Chachomim Oysim. Kashina Chuma, Kashina is some type of produce which is primarily eaten by animals, but human beings also eat them. And Rabbi Kiva permits them because this is according to his shita that we learned in Maisa Sheni, that you can do prepare these kashin and bituma. So once again, even though this person is not the makam of tuma v'tayra, there's no problem tuma v'tayra by these kashinim.